This is a podcast from The Samplecast, Volume 2, Episode 37.
The Samplecast.
Hello, I'm Ruben Cornell, and thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for downloading this podcast and listening and sharing it amongst your friends if you've done that. It's really appreciated if you have. This is episode 37 of The Samplecast. We're here every week with the latest sample library news and plugin geekery, all of that good stuff. Quite a big show this week. There's no review though, unfortunately, because what I was going to review didn't get to me quite in time, and I will not review something unless I've had a really damn good play with it. So instead, I've got to focus on a piece of software that I just can't live without, a little wonder, as we call it in the show. There's also the usual news and developer updates. There's loads of fantastic freebies and bargains as well this episode. If you're listening on iTunes, don't forget to please go over and give us a rating and review. And if you're listening on any other formats, please do share on social media and see if you can get the word out there about the Samplecast. It's really appreciated if you do that. So lots to update you on this week. Let's get on with the show.
Roundup.
First up, I'd like to introduce a new developer. It's Sound Aesthetic Sampling. You can get their gear via Contact Hub, and their library is called Resona. This is their first one. This is a 600 megabyte library focusing on the sounds of music boxes, kalimbas, bells, and mallets have been sampled as well. Although the 24 patches and 13 multis have been twisted around to create ambiences and arpeggios too. This runs in the full version of Kontakt 5.5.2 and above, and to be honest, I thought the demos were pretty impressive. They sound rather lovely. I've had a listen to those online. It's just £12 at the moment, which is half price as an introductory offer, and I was going to say this is the pocket money prices, but it's been a while since I've had any pocket money, and when I did it was 50 pence, so maybe not exactly pocket money, but it's still pretty cheap. Have a look at the Kontakt Hub website. A more rocky offering next from Toontrack, and this is Alt Rock. It's one of their Easy X expansions. This is a new drum library refill, which runs in EX Drummer or Superior Drummer 2, and it's been designed for alternative rock music and related genres. You've got two full kits here with five additional snares, two kicks, five cymbals, and additional percussion too. And it also includes a large selection of MIDI drum grooves. Now, this has been recorded by engineering legend Steve Albini, who is most well known for his work on artists such as PJ Harvey and one of the Nirvana albums. You can check out this new drum library at the Time and Space website. We'll be right back. The Big Blue by Sound Ethers is a nice new preset sound pack for the popular Serum synth. This is getting some real love and positive feedback online. You've got 117 different patches here focusing on soundscapes of the kind of deep blue sea variety, so it's good for ambient, chill out, film and game composers are going to find a lot to love here as well. There's a really nice long video online which shows the pack in action, and it's just $20, so do check it out at the Sound Ethers website.
Bargain VST.
A couple of really good bargains this week. The first is the Solstice bundle from Zapzorn, and you can get that via the VST Buzz website. Now, I'll admit that I'd never heard of these two libraries before this week, but I'm glad that I have. They run in the full version of Kontakt 4.2 and later, and they're 1.2 gigabytes each. There's two of them, don't forget. Each has 80 tonal patches and 50 atonal patches, and they're the organic sounds of nature. You've got instruments sampled there as well. There's also some vocalizations. One thing I did like about this library is the randomizer functions. They're extensive and they seem to throw up some really surprising results. The package is currently 70% off at just €44.99. Do check the link to go straight to the product page. Next up, a massive deal from Audio Modern. You can get this via the Audio Plugin Deals website, and it's absolutely everything that Audio Modern have ever produced. So that's a huge collection of 21 different products ranging across contact instruments, sample packs, presets, Max for Live instruments, all sorts of different things there. So this bundle includes all the glitchy model arps and sync series of instruments, which are awesome for scoring and sound design. You've got a seriously large amount of content here, and it normally retails for about $590. It's now 84% off at just $99. Do check the link in the description if you're interested. I've got some absolutely blistering freebies for you this week. I know I did a whole bunch of free stuff last week, but there's so much more to add. So the first is a free sample pack from Pro Audio Files. Now, I'll give you a bit of background on this. I've been in touch with Dan from the Pro Audio Files website. He curates a great site. It's full of articles and tutorials from some huge names in the industry. And the focus on the site is making you a better and more productive musician. So you can search for information there by genre or mixing technique. There's mastering techniques on there as well. All sorts of different things. But one of the best things about the site is there's a free sample pack available. It's got 250 sounds and it's a free download with drum hits, effects, analog harmonies and reverb sounds. All you need to do is just enter your email address and they'll send the link straight to you. For more information, head over to the website at theproaudiofiles.com. A mention for Hidden Path Audio and their Orchestral Rise Builder. This requires the full version of Kontakt 5.5.1 and above, and it's 83 megabytes, which doesn't sound too much, but there are some very useful ensemble orchestral sounds here. You've got short, medium and long rises, and they've been mapped across the keyboard and split into sections of strings, brass and woodwinds, or you've got mixed sections there as well. The content is pretty limited, so if you want to change the root key, you'll have to do so on the main tuning knob in Kontakt, but it is free and it sounds pretty good, so I'm not complaining. Have a look at the Hidden Path Audio website for details. Lastly, a really huge library. This is Big Cats Instruments Vasilian Studios Chamber Orchestra number 2. This is an enormous, nearly 2 gigabytes worth of sample playback plugin for Mac and Windows. It features 25 different orchestral instruments with 88 different articulations. Don't be put off by the somewhat basic looking website. The content here is solid and it's been derived from sound font packs and been given a spruce up with a new interface. You can also access the individual instruments if you're just interested in one or two via the Big Cat Instruments website. Do check it out.
Developer Update.
There's quite a number of developer updates this week. Some are small, but those small changes make a huge difference. The first one is a case in point. It's Native Instruments Contact. Now this is version 5.5.6. There were some small bug fixes here, but the major thing is that the key colouring is back.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's been requested by thousands of people over the last few months since they removed it in the 5.6 update, and I'm really happy to see it back, and it looks like lots of other people are too. I think it actually looks better than the colouring did before, in my opinion, so I have to say that's a really useful addition. Apple are coming thick and fast with the Logic updates. It's now up to 10.3.1, and it seems like the team behind Logic is really trying to make it as good as it can be, and they've been taking some steps to address some long-term annoyances. There's lots of small improvements here in terms of reliability and performance. The new update does support now the Audio Unit V3 standard for virtual MIDI ports, and there's also some nice changes to the interface. With a full list of the changes, do have a look at the Apple website. GrainSpace 1.0.4 is out. This is by Audiority, and I'm covering this as I've never actually looked at it when it was originally released. I think it was released during one of the holidays that we had, but I did hear about it. However, I didn't really pay attention to the product because the plugin itself looks a little bit flat and basic, but looks can be deceptive, as this sounds absolutely fantastic. You can tease some amazingly lush soundscapes and glitches with putting any sort of sound source you want really through it. This update fixes a few issues and adds compatibility to Bitwig, but I'm really just sticking it in the update section here because I wanted to cover it and give it some attention because I thought it sounded absolutely great. There is a demo available on the Audiority website, and I do urge you to give it a try.
Let me tell you, darling, there ain't much that I really know.
Little Wonder.
This is the section of the show where I can look at a plugin or library that does one thing and does it spectacularly well. And this week it's Dada Life's Sausage Fattener plugin. I love the name of this plugin. This has been around since about 2011, but it's an essential plugin for me and many others, including big names such as Chesto and Hardwell. It sells for $39 and you can pick it up from the Dada Life website. In fact, it's the only plugin that they do at their website. Now, Sausage Fattener only has two dials. Well, you've got three there actually if you use the tiny input gain dial. And it does aim to provide compression and distortion and what they call a greasy sausage fattening. This depends on how hard you push the settings, of course. The fattener dial increases the weight and the punch, and the colour dial pushes the harmonics and the brightness. It works best when your signal is almost at maximum gain, so it's just sort of peaking there, and that's where the input gain adjustment dial comes in. Of course, there's the little anthropomorphic sausage on the interface who kind of constantly looks to me like he needs the loo, but this is possibly the ugliest plugin you'll ever use. However, the sound is spectacular. I regularly use it on drums, synths, basses, and that sort of thing to give a kind of fat, greasy feel. And occasionally I've even slapped it on a master mix bus with reasonably moderate settings to beef up the main mix. So I'm going to demo it now. Let's have a little play and I'll show you what it does. I'll give you dry and wet versions of the sounds with a few different instruments and then try it on a whole mix as well. And hopefully you'll be able to try it for yourself at the Dada Life website. Thanks so much for downloading and listening to this episode of the Samplecast. It's really appreciated. You can get in touch with us in many, many different ways. You can email us directly, thesamplecast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter @thesamplecast, or you can check us out on Facebook. Just search for the Samplecast on there. If you want to find out who I am and get in touch with me, just search online for Reuben Cornell, REUBENCORNELL. There's lots of information about me out there, rather too much probably. And you can find out everything about the show, including old episodes and things like that, on the Samplecast website. That's www.thesamplecast.com. A lot of information to take in there, but everything is available online. It shouldn't be too hard to track me down. Do let me know about any news or updates or new products that you think I ought to know about. I do a massive mail out to all the sample library developers every week to see what they've got in store, and then I have to whittle it down to see what's in the show. But I'm always up for including new products. As you saw this week, there are a couple of new developers included, and it's really nice to see some new faces in there getting off the ground. I don't want every single week to be about Spitfire Audio, but nevertheless, do let me know, and hopefully keep that news coming so that I can keep abreast of what's going on. We'll be along next week with episode 38, and there's a few surprises in store in the next few weeks as well. Can't wait to bring you that episode, and we'll see you again next week. Bye bye now.